It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. He joins us every other week, kind of talk about what was going down in the commission meeting. Also, a couple of events that he wanted to kind of let everybody know that are coming up. And then a shout out to the libraries in the county and some of their summer programs. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Anytime. So first, I guess, let's start it off like we always do. How are things going in Emery County?
Good. Excited about a few events coming up. There's kind of a buzz going around about the livestock show this weekend. And this is Carbon and Emery County kids or youth that get to show off their livestock. So it's called the Castle Country Livestock, Castle Country Classic Livestock Show, and that's this coming Thursday and Friday, so that would be the 22nd and 23rd, and so it'll be there here in Farron if you want to come and visit or participate. These youth get excited about their animals, and they're, I was able to attend last year, and it's a fantastic event, so excited for that one. If you want to get more information, you can go to their Facebook page. And that's Castle Country Classic Livestock Show. And here in a couple weeks, so we have the Southeastern Utah Junior Livestock Show on July 5th through the 8th. And you can also go on Facebook to look at some of those activities there. So we're excited for these events. It helps us keep our heritage and our history and with our farming and ranching. So excited for those events coming up.
Plus, they get everybody ready for the county fair and the state fair, don't they?
That's right. Yeah. They get them prepared and ready and some good practice.
All right. So let's shift and let's talk about every time we talk, you like to kind of put a spotlight on a department over there in Emery County. And this week, it's the library's turn. You wanted to talk about them for just a little while. So let's talk about them.
Yeah. So the library sometimes they get overlooked a little bit, but they do a lot of things. And with our youth being out of school right now, finding, you know, creative or you know, good opportunities throughout the summer for education, the libraries have different activities and events throughout the summer. So, you know, look at the libraries. You can go to our Emery County website on the calendar and see what events and activities the libraries are doing. If your kids seem like they're getting a little bored or stir crazy, look at the library calendar, and there should be some activities for them to do. And we're just happy that we have that resource in our community for the public. So thanks, libraries.
And the libraries always put on, like you said, great summer activities for the kids. Yep. Gets them out of the house, gets them doing something a little different that maybe they wouldn't do normally.
That's correct. Yep.
All right. So now it's time to talk about the commission meeting, the latest one. A few good things came out of this one. And first and foremost, you wanted to talk about a couple of Emery Spartans that got their ticket punched to go to the National High School Rodeo Finals.
You bet. We always get excited when we have this happen. So we had Ryder Ecker and Monty Christiansen are going to the National High School Rodeo. And so we wanted to support them and excited for them to go represent Emery County in the High School National Rodeo. So excited for them.
And I believe that's up in Gillette, Wyoming. Isn't it coming up in July?
Correct.
That's correct. So we've got that coming up for them. And the other one we wanted to talk about was the County Criminal Justice Coordinating Council. And this is a joint effort between Emery and Carbon County, so I'm going to kind of let you explain it and take it from there.
Yeah, so our sheriff and our county attorney are wanting to partner, and the state has asked us to create this council for our criminal justice system. So, yeah, we're partnering with Carbon County. The board will be created. And to help us with our criminal justice and as we coordinate that through our sheriff and county attorney. So excited to partner with Carbon County on that so that we can better our criminal justice system.
And as you've said, that's going to be a coordinated effort between Emory and Carbon County. So that'll be nice to have that going on as well.
Yes. Yep. We're excited to partner with that.
And then let's wrap up with you talked about purchasing some new road signs for, points of interest and things like that, that are used for on roads that are like heavy tourist traffic. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, we have some rural parts of the county where we get some heavy traffic, we get some high speeds, and we've had some inquiries and concerns about people driving a little too fast on the outskirts of towns. And so we're looking to purchase some of these traffic signs. They will have lights on them, so they'll light up and let people know to slow down a little bit, especially if we have some tourism traffic. Folks sometimes don't know our communities as well and feel like it's just a rural road, and then they come into homes. And so we want to have signs put out. If anyone has concerns about certain areas, we're looking to put these signs out. But we do have some high traffic areas that we're focusing on putting these in the next few months. So happy to do this, and hopefully it helps secure our county and make things a little safer in the outskirts of towns.
That's a pretty good idea. Well, Commissioner Leonard, we're done with our discussion for the week. We'll talk to you in another couple of weeks, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me. It's always a good time. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. Once again, we've been speaking with Commissioner Jordan Leonard of Emory County. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.